Go ahead and be turning your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. And this is where we're going to start. Joshua chapter 1. How are you going to face the next decade? Here we read about the Israelites. They had been wandering in the desert for 40 years. And that's where we pick up the story. In Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphon, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. We're going to talk about the promise. We're going to talk about the charge. And we're going to talk about the result. Very quickly. You know, starting in verse 1, God tells Joshua, listen, Moses, my servant, is dead. Remember, this was the guy who led them out of Egypt. Crossing the Red Sea, all the miracles they had seen. He was with them throughout the 40 years of wandering in the desert. And Moses was dead. And it's tough when you lose a leader like that. It can shatter your faith. Again, that's why we got to be very careful as Christians that we never put our faith in a human being. Because leaders come and leaders go. Moses was around at some point and Moses was gone. It's amazing. At this point, Joshua is 90 years old. Okay? You may be thinking that this morning, thinking you're a senior citizen. You are not a senior citizen. Not according to my Bible. This is not the time to slow down. The man was 90 years old. When God says, get up, it's time to get moving. When it comes to Christianity, when it comes to our walk with God, I'm sorry, there is no retirement. You may be collecting Social Security, but there is no such thing in the Bible. You need to continue to plug on. You need to continue to get moving. Are you listening to me? And so, God says, it's time to get moving. I mean, they could have sat there, be feeling sorry for themselves. Oh, Moses is gone. Now what are we going to do? God said, get moving. And I bring that up because a lot of times we spend too much time looking backwards. Oh, this didn't happen last year. This didn't happen to me in 2000 or whatever. So what? Get over it. It's time to move on. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm telling us fact. The Bible says you forget what is behind and you press on to what's ahead. If you keep looking back, you're not going anywhere. Amen? You gotta keep moving. I mean, last decade was challenging for a lot of us, for everybody in here. And guess what? This next decade is going to be even more challenging. But the thing that should keep us going are the promises of God. He says, I will be with you.
Says, I was with Moses, so I will be with you, Joshua. Says, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. That's an incredible promise. Do you realize that at this point, remember, the promised land was right there, just across the Jordan, and it wasn't as if it was just, you know, bare land. They were not just going to go up and take up residence. There were 17 different nations living there that they had to dislodge. So don't tell me this wasn't challenging. I mean, it's incredible. The Amalekites were there. The Ammonites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Edomites, the Geshurites, Hittites, Hivites, Jebusites, Moabites, Perizzites. 17 different nations. I just mentioned some of them. And God says, you know what? It's time to cross the Jordan. It's time to keep moving. And so even as we go into the next decade, brothers and sisters, it's time to buckle up. Amen? But we've got to be looking forward. God says, I will give you every place you set your foot. There are incredible promises in this book. Incredible promises that you and I have not achieved yet or seen. The question is, are you going to believe? God doesn't lie. Remember, God doesn't make promises he can't keep. He can keep them and then some. The Bible says he does much more. He can do much more than all we can ask or can even imagine or comprehend. Are you with me? But it all depends on our faith. It all depends on our conviction. Every place you set your foot. And so I'm asking, what do you want to see God do in your life in the next 10 years? That's the question. Do you believe those promises? Are you going to see them materialize? Are you going to live in the past? Or are you going to come into the present and look towards the future? Write this verse down in Isaiah 54 verse 17. It says, no weapon fought against me will prevail. I think again, as Christians, we got to learn to take our eyes against all this stuff. Isaiah 54 in verse 17. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. There is nothing any human being or anybody can do to you unless God allows it. And that's why whatever it is we experience, whatever it is we're going through, God is allowing it to happen. The lesson is trying to teach us. Are you with me? We're going to be purified before we get to the other side. Amen? Amen? 10 years from now, some of you would have gone to paradise. Has that ever occurred to you? I may not be here come 2011. Well, you see, my attitude is, you know what? God, bring it on. I'm ready to go. Like I've said so many times, my bags are packed. I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to face your maker? Last decade, Larry Williams was here. Diane Ortenweller was here. We went to Johannesburg, South Africa with him. So many people have gone on in the last ten years. I just got a phone call just a couple of days ago. One of the brothers, very, very close to Lagos Church, lawyer, wife's a doctor. God has called him home. 65. You never know. It's going to be challenges. But what we got to do is we got to keep our focus on the promises. Amen? Remember, just like God said to Joshua here, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. We have the same promise in the Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. God says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. That no matter what's going on, God is always with us. Amen? Then we see the charge in verse 6. It says, be strong and courageous. Because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. That's the charge. It takes faith and courage to face an unknown future. It really does. You know, the future is coming anyhow. I figured out it's a lot easier facing it with the Lord. Because those challenges are going to be there anyhow. It's just a lot easier facing it with God because I know God is right there with me. Are you with me? But you see, that's a charge. God says, be faithful. Be strong and courageous. Have conviction on what I say. Meditate on my word day and night. He said, oh, we're busy sleeping at night. That's not what he's talking about all the time. That's the idea. Are you going to really meditate on God's word this decade? Are you going to get back into your Bible and get to know your God better? Or are you just going to depend on, you know, the 1 hour Bible instruction you get in here on Sunday or at midweek? That's not going to cut it. Amen? All this is, all I do on Sunday and on Thursday is try to get us so that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even Sunday, that you're in there on your own in your Bible. Are you with me? I've said this before, I'll say it again. Think about it. If all you ate was on Thursday night and on Sunday mornings, those are the two meals you get during the week, how would you look? I say that because, unfortunately, that is what a lot of us are doing, spiritually speaking. It depends on you. Now, don't get me wrong. When I'm up here, or any brother who's teaching or preaching, we're going to feed you. But you can't just depend on those two meals. That's the point I'm making. What was the last decade like for you? Spiritually speaking, in your walk with the Lord. Are you in the Word? Or are you too busy with life? If you keep going that way, let me be the first one to tell you, you're probably not going to make it to heaven. I'm going to tell you that right now. We can't be too busy with work or raising a family that we don't have time to get into the Word of God. God didn't give you that job. God didn't give you that wife or husband or those children so that they can become a distraction. Are you listening to me? It's time to get to buckle up. It's time to keep moving. That's the charge we've been given. We got to be careful to obey all the law. We got to be careful to do what the Bible teaches. We can't let the Word of God depart from our mouths. We got to meditate on it all the time. The Bible is not complicated. God says, my commands are not burdensome. You will feel burdened if you're trying to live this life without Him, without following this. Are you listening to me? I really hope and pray that individually, we're going to be very different this next decade. I'm not just talking 2010. I'm not interested in 2010. 2010 is 10% of the next decade. I want the whole thing. Are you listening to me? Where we call each other higher, where we help each other become more like Jesus. That's the charge. Where I am my brother's keeper. When you see your brother struggling, when you see your sister struggling, and you go by, just show up. Bro, we need to talk. Sit down. What's going on with you? If you love that person, you will do that. Amen? If you love me, you will do that with me. Amen? Oh, boy, Richard, you didn't answer their telephone. Just show up. You got the address? Just put that in a MapQuest or whatever, your GPS or whatever. It will take you right there, I promise. Bro, I haven't seen you. What's going on? Husband and wife, let's get serious here. Your husband is not doing well spiritually. Wife, you have a responsibility before God. Do you see your husband reading his Bible? Do you see your wife reading her Bible? Do you hear your wife praying? Or you just assume it's happening? I've been a minister over 2 decades. This is my number one disciple right here. I am very concerned about how she's doing spiritually. I ask her how it's going with her walk with the Lord. I ask her what she's learning in her Bible. I ask her, Sarah, have you prayed today? Yeah, you know, you've done this, you know. And sometimes, you know, I haven't. And she will stop. That's my responsibility. Why? Because her getting to heaven is all I'm thinking about. Is that all you're thinking about? Oh yeah, he's a very strong Christian. Really? I don't know where you've been the last decade. In the last decade, I have seen evangelists leave God. I have seen evangelists divorce their wives. So don't tell me you are that strong. You better not take the devil for granted. He will have you for breakfast. And you will have nobody else to blame except yourself. This has got to be a total new decade. And then the result. It says, do not let this book of the law depart from you, from your mouth. So that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be what? Prosperous and successful. We're talking about having an abundant life. We're talking about having peace of mind. We're talking about just having a life that, you know, you're just calm, you're joyful, that it's got nothing to do with your environment. But that's a big then. There are conditions. He says, if you fulfill these conditions, if you meditate on my law, if you make sure that you don't turn to the right or the left, then you'll be prosperous and successful. A lot of times we want the prosperity, we want the success without the conditions. You're fooling yourself. Nothing will happen for you this decade if you do not obey this. I mean, the result is incredible. Amen? You see, it all depends on whether I follow the charge or not. Whether I believe the promises. Then success will be guaranteed. And so again, I ask you, where do you see yourself 10 years from now? You got to trust God. You got to obey God. You got to walk closely with your God. And yes, it's going to be challenging. But then God will do much more than you can ask or can even imagine. I mean, think about it. 10 years from now, I'm going to be 57 years old. I am fired up. I'm probably going to be all gray. I ain't shaving my head, okay? I'm fired up. I mean, you guys that are teens, let me talk to you for a second. 10 years from now, I expect every single one of you to have graduated from college, even with a master's degree. Oh, 10 years is a long time. Okay? No, don't go do a bachelor's in 10 years. Okay, that's a long time. That you're wasting time. That thing is supposed to be 4 years. Okay? As a matter of fact, if you go to summer school, you do it in 3. Which was what I did. Okay? But you don't have to do that. 4. And then, get a master's. Let me tell you something. Okay? I'm talking to the young people now. That's everybody in here. The days are gone. When you get out of college, and you're working for, say, Coca-Cola. And you spend your entire career at Coca-Cola and then you retire. Those days are gone. So get used to it. That's the life that we're living in. Let me tell you something. If you don't have a great education, you're not going anywhere. That's life. Okay? That's just life. And so I'm telling you straight up. And nobody is going to stop you if you go after it. Again, 10 years from now, you're going to look back. You're not going to blame anybody except yourself. Okay? You got a job. Your job is to be great students. Amen? You just saw those people just brought up on stage. Getting masters and professional degrees. In case you haven't figured it out yet, let me tell you. The more degrees you have, the more money they're going to pay you, the easier it is to pay your bills. It's not magic. Okay? But you got no degree, you are going to suffer. That one you can take to the bank. That's Richard chapter 5 verse 17. You can take that one and hold on to it. Okay? I'm very serious about what I'm saying. Education is your way out. Don't mess around. Buckle up. Get in there. Get into the books. Oh, Mr. Richard, I don't like studying. Yeah, we need to talk. You need to love to study. Because that's your way out. That's what's going to determine 10 years from now when you look back. And this one has got a master's degree in something. He's now doing this. Or you're, heaven forbid, somewhere making minimum wage. And you can't even take care of a family. You see, we got two enemies. Even as we try and achieve all these different results in the next 10 years. Believe it or not, one of them is you. You're the only person that can stop yourself. Because nobody's going to do this for you. Nobody can do it for you. And the other enemy is Satan. And so all I'm asking is, take yourself out of the equation. At least, get on your own side. Are you listening to me? It's a lot easier being in your own corner and with God's help fighting against the devil. Because the devil is on the other side making sure that you don't make it. You don't get where you want to get to. You want to have a great marriage? The devil is scheming, making sure it doesn't happen for you. You want your kids to do great? The devil is scheming, even as you're sitting here this morning, making sure that doesn't happen. So at least, the least you can do is vote for yourself. Be in your own corner. Then it's a lot easier, with God's help, to overcome and to defeat the devil. Amen? We're talking about 2010, a new decade, a new you. Church, we're going forward. And may Almighty God be all the glory. God bless you.